Hello, my friends. I'm so thankful that you've joined me again for the Morning Mindset. Are you doing all right today? I hope you're ready to get your minds aligned with the truth of God. That's what we're all about here at the Morning Mindset, because we understand that every morning, every day when we get started, our minds kind of default to those old self-centered habits of thinking that we have developed throughout our lives to get our needs met. And rather than following that path, we need to be pursuing God's path, the way that He thinks about the world. And if we don't intentionally set our minds there, it's simply not going to happen. So that's what the Morning Mindset is about. We've been doing it lately by looking at the book of Proverbs. We have made it up to chapter 10, and today we're looking at verses 23 through 25. Here's what it says. It says, "Doing wrong is like a joke to a fool, but wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding. What the wicked dreads will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the tempest passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous is established forever." Now that last word, forever, kind of tips us off to the main theme of these three verses. You see, Solomon is trying to get us to look at righteousness and wickedness in light of eternity. Which one is the one that pays? Which one is the one that pays off in the end? Let's walk through the verses and let's look carefully at what he has to say. He's saying, doing wrong is like a joke to a fool. So he's saying, foolish people don't take wrongdoing seriously. They just write things off. They call it white lies. They say, oh, I didn't really mean it. They make all kinds of excuses for their behavior that's sinful, and they try and downplay it. And he's saying that is a foolish way of living life, because doing wrong is a serious thing. And by contrast, he says, wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding. So a person who understands what life is really all about understands you need to be pursuing wisdom. And that should be one of the greatest desires of your heart. And that is what the wise person is looking for. Now, verse 24 says, what the wicked dreads will come upon him. You see, wicked people often are motivated by the things that they fear. And they do wickedness out of self-protection or providing for themselves some sort of security that they think is going to pay off for them. But he's saying no matter how hard they try through their wicked ways, what they dread will come upon them. But in contrast, the desire of the righteous will be granted. Now notice he doesn't put any kind of time frame on this statement. The desire of the righteous will be granted. It may be in this life. It may be through blessing and mercy and grace that God pours out on us here and now on planet Earth. But it may also be that one day in eternity, we have this promise of everlasting life and blessings forevermore in God's presence. And friends, don't let that deter you from taking it very seriously. You know, sometimes we can think, well, that's not very practical. That's pie in the sky when you die sort of stuff. But friends, think about this. Eternity compared to our 70 or 80 years on this planet is a very long time. And living with that in view enables us to realize we should be these righteous people who are pursuing righteousness and desiring righteousness, because the discomforts and struggles we have in this life in that pursuit are going to be very small in comparison to the payoff that's going to come. Now, the last verse, he says, when the tempest passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous is established forever. So what he's saying there is when hard times come and storms blow up and maybe life blows up, and things are just not going your way. Maybe it's been a season of time when things are not going your way. And he says, when that happens, the wicked really do not endure. This is not like Hollywood, where the wicked guy just keeps going and going and going, and you can't seem to ever stop him. He's saying, when God's tempest comes, God's trials come, the wicked will be no more. But the righteous person, the person who's rooting themselves in God's divine ways of living, is established, and notice that word again, forever. Oh Jesus, teach us how to be these righteous people who take wrong and right seriously and pursue wisdom enable us to have godly desires and to be pursuing them no matter the cost, knowing that one day they will be granted. And Lord, enable us to live the kind of lives that can endure when the tempest comes, that can stand firm when the storms blow, and enable us to rest and rely on our Savior Jesus and His Holy Spirit to empower us to be those kinds of people as the storms are blowing. Jesus, encourage us today. Make us a light for others today, and empower us to be your people.